holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're still talking about the Lord's house. Yes, we are. His house.
Be Holy.
All right. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful, splendid day, and you are splendid people. And I'm hoping that God does something good for you and your family today. Not tomorrow, today. Matter of fact, right now. I pray He does something good for you and your family. And listen, God is he's still answering prayers. He still does that, doesn't He? Yeah, He still answers prayers. He hadn't stopped. A lot of times He won't answer the way we want Him to answer. He answers the way He wills to answer. That is a key. We're thanking Him for His will. His will is above all. Regardless of what we plan and think and what we want to do, His will is above all that we can ask and think. His will is the right way. His will is always right. God is always right, man. Come to that conclusion. God is always right. Don't sit there and try to talk yourself into something else or talk God into something else. What was that scripture we read the other week? It says, no need in arguing with the Lord about your life and your destiny. It's already been planned out for you. So what are you worried about? If it's been planned, it's a good plan. And only God can plan out your life and your destiny, right? And if He's already planned that out, so be it. So be it. So tell somebody, say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, it's good. When God decides your life and decides what's going to be going on with you and what you're going to experience, that's good, because God's plans are always right. And you know what? If He has a plan, the devil can't interrupt it. Come on here. Come on here. Don't let loose here. Loose here is what the old people used to say. Loose here. The devil can't. He cannot interrupt what God has already decided. He can put a little hindrance in the way. And that's why we pray for God's will. We can pray for His will, and His will prevail. No pun in willing, huh? No pun intended. But God's will always prevail. It will. It's stronger than anything else. God's plan is way better than what I could plan. I don't know anything. God knows everything. And so since He knows everything, I let Him be God and I just be me. How about that? I don't go around trying to control Him. That's a never ending battle that man has always tried to do. Try to control God with emotion and try to control God one way or the other. I just come to the realization God has it planned out. And if you can get Him to do a thing, great. But you're not going to manipulate God into doing anything. All you could ever do is give Him what He asks for. Your belief. You know, unbelief really will hinder us in life. Unbelief does that kind of thing. I don't know how it does it, but it just does. It cancels out faith or something. It just cancels the goodwill that's going forth, and or it hinders it. And then you got to pray for God's will to come through and that you see it. And you know, you ever notice how in the Bible, how when Jesus would heal somebody, if for some reason they were dead or something like that and they needed healing, He put the people who were unbelievers out of the room. He would put them out of the room and keep the believers with Him. And how many of y'all know that not all the disciples were in the room? Just only a few of them were in there, because you're not trying to have nobody cancel or disconnect the will of God. No. And so when God's will is forth, it is forth. And we pray for God's will, especially when we don't understand anything that's going on. I mean, we don't understand anything anyway. So we pray for God's will, period. But when you're in the midst of it and you don't even know how to pray, just always pray for God's will. A lot of times you'll be emotionally involved in whatever you're trying to pray for or pray against or whatever you're doing. Pray for God's will. That takes the stress off of you. And God's going to answer that prayer. He's going to do it. Remember with Jesus, right? Jesus sitting up in the garden, and he couldn't get no relief until he said those words. Not my will, but your will. Not the flesh's will. Not the flesh's will, but the Spirit's will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. The flesh in itself, you can't trust that. You can only trust God. God is the only one worthy of trust. All right. Now, let's go on back to talking about the dwelling place. We were talking about the other day or yesterday how lovely God's dwelling place was, and shouting for joy joyfully, you know, shout joyfully to the living God, you know, in his place, you know. And I told you, I said, listen, if I could just sweep the streets of heaven because God is there, I'm fine. I don't have to be sitting on nobody's throne. I don't have to be diamond out and golded out. I don't have to do any of that. I can sweep the floors and do whatever God tells me to do. I can do that as long as he's there. Just like verse number five, right? Verse number five, Psalm 84 and 5, it says this: what joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. They set their minds. The Lord didn't set their minds. It says they set their minds. They did it. Who have set their minds on a pilgrimage. They've set their minds to make that move. They set their minds to make that trip. You know, they want to get closer to God. They can do whatever they can do to get closer to God. They're going to go through this. They're going to go through that. And so that it actually changes the way life looks. Life changes when you make your pilgrimage towards God. You know, the closer you get to God, the more evil things try to show up and try to deter you or hinder you from, you know, climbing over that hill or walking through that valley or going through this trouble, going through that trouble, having this tribulation, having that tribulation. Those evil things will come and try to detour you away from the trip. Try to keep you from getting on the plane. Get you off the path, you know. And then that's what it does. It says here, verse number six, when they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. So even though the what was that one verse that talks about weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. It's the same thing. You know, once you get through that whole pilgrimage towards God, and when you get to God, it's a whole nother thing. It's a total change. It's a refreshing spring to come to the Lord. Or even when they talk about the out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, a living spring. When the Holy Ghost comes, when you receive the Holy Ghost, all of that, right? That spiritual event that happens, it's a refreshing spring to go through that trip. That trip will bring you to God imparting himself into you as far as the Holy Ghost. And you'll be a totally sealed person, or you're a sealed believer then. He seals us by his Spirit, right? And so we're sealed in believing. We're believing and we're sealed. And that's a much different thing than when you were, when you first started off the path with God, or you started off the trip with God. You were just a believer. You believed, you didn't know. And the more you did the path or walked the path, the more you learned. The more you learn, the more God will show you. Yeah, there's a lot to learn about God. Verse number seven, they will continue to grow stronger. Who? Those whose strength comes from the Lord. Where does your strength come from? Is your strength coming from your banking account, your money, your job, your investments, what you think you're doing in life, you know, your company, whatever, your strength when it comes down to this. If you're going to walk towards God and take that path, your strength comes from him. And it says, with what joy do those have whose strength comes from the Lord? They have joy. They have joy. Those whose strength comes from the Lord, they have joy. What a joy they have. Because they set their minds to walk on that pilgrimage, to make that trip, to come closer to God. And it says here in verse number 7, they will grow. They will grow. They will continue to grow stronger. They'll grow stronger. And each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. Now, we talked about that Jerusalem thing before, just like he told the woman at the well. You're going to worship where God is. It ain't going to be in one mountain or another mountain or in a temple or in one place. You're going to worship God everywhere. In other words, people all over the world are going to worship God, because God's going to be all over the world. He already is. He was already around the world here in this verse. But people are going to recognize, and he's going to start dealing with people everywhere, not just the people in Jerusalem, just not the people in your church, not just the people in your church organization, not just the people in your community, not just the people of your language. There are going to be people all over the world who speak a whole nother language that don't look like you, don't look like me, and they're going to worship God and get stronger because they've set their minds on that path to search after God. Verse number 8. O Lord God of heaven's armies, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Israel. O God of Jacob. Yeah. Verse number 9. O God, look with favor upon the king, our shield. Our shield. Show favor to the one you have anointed. Talking about Jesus. This whole book is all about Jesus. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. He was in there in his courts for a day. it didn't take him long to try to kill him and to try him and call him guilty. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live in the good life in the home of the wicked. That's what he said. For the Lord God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.